And hello and welcome to our podcast, our showcast, our BSB only show for this Saturday. This is June the 2nd. And we were going to do our Saturday cinema. It was rendered impossible because of just the limitations of the technical limitations that we experience when we're out, you know, doing remotes. Also, one of the things we're finding is that there is a very limited capability that a lot of these places, in this instance, the resort, the Elcott Resort, limited Wi-Fi capability. You know, they just don't seem to have what it takes to provide us with enough juice so we can upload things. So this may be delivered to you. You may be uploading this or downloading this at a very late hour here. We got some stuff from the road I wanted to show you, and we dropped in some Hawaiian music to make it seem extra cornball, and I know you'll love it. And let's watch here. This is stuff from our trip up the, let's see, eastern side of the island. Actually, this is, I believe this is from yesterday. Yes, it's from yesterday. It's from the day before yesterday. It's from Thursday. And it is the track back down from Waimea Canyon. I don't think you guys saw this part. And Bud Dickman's joining me. Just getting in, Bud?
No, I mean, yeah.
You were out late, right?
Yeah, but,
What? Where is this?
This is going down. It's going down, down, down. I'm just kidding. That's going down at, yes, that's Waimea Canyon.
Yeah, this is coming back from Waimea Canyon. As we look there at the southern shore of the beautiful island of Kauai. And you're hearing this music dropping out occasionally because I'm just sort of adjusting it. Someone told me, but I won't, I dare not say who, but someone told me, wow, you know, the music isn't getting mixed all that well. I think it's fine, so I don't know. But, I mean, I listened to the audio only of our show yesterday, and it sounded fine. I mean, in terms of the audio. So this is all,
Yeah, that's the very high grass there.
Yeah, man, I can see that.
Yeah, we can see it's high grass, bud.
I mean,
that's what the guy was mowing the other day or whatever. But you see in the south side, the southern part of Kauai and the beautiful beach there, you can see, man, you can go for miles in Hawaii and see nothing but empty beaches. It's like heaven, man, if you like the ocean and you like beaches and you like swimming. So we were coming down and continue to come down from Waimea Canyon here. And we're going to be entering back into the little town. And by the way, you just saw one of those Mustang convertibles that are ever present there on the island of Kauai. And most likely it had a man and a woman sitting, you know, Ken and Barbie style there. And I'm not putting it down, but, you know.
Yeah, you didn't.
What do you mean I didn't?
Talking about you didn't.
I didn't do what? You mean when I went to Hawaii, I had my wife was driving at the time. All right, so we're coming down the hill, and we'll eventually come back into the town. And what we wanted to do when we got back into the town was get something to eat, which proved to be, and actually it didn't prove to be that difficult. I think we wound up getting, actually what we wound up getting were boxes of cookies, as I mentioned to you yesterday. This music is some Hawaiian stuff that I found. Where'd you find it, Bud?
Online.
So we're now in the little town of Waimea. Waimea Town is what it's called. And Lorne and I may find a place to eat here. We're not sure. Maybe we will.
I know Porky's is right by the
eyes. Holy shit, Porky's Pig Stand is here. I never go through Waimea without stopping at at what I call El Porco's. I'd have never heard of El Porco's. We're going to be coming here to the bottom of the hill, though. And this is, yeah, you'll see there's Porky's. Hey, hey, hey.
All right.
There's Porky's Pig Stand there. And there's some kind of a fair going on, but tons and tons of places to eat in this little town. All kinds of fish taco places. This was the fair. You saw that sign there. I don't know what that was. Farm implements or something. And we will be... This place that said they had homemade burgers, they were closing when we walked in.
We're going to go into this place we just saw across the street called Homemade Burgers. Got me, man. Girls.
Now there's the dirt shirt place. That's where we bought those dirt shirts that I think we showed you on air yesterday. That was the end of our trek.
Today we're going up to Princeville. It's a prince of, it's a peach of a place, Princeville is. Or it's a prince of a peachy place. We're going up the other side of the island here.
So this is from today now, as we head up the eastern side of the island, and we're heading to Princeville. Now, I'm going to tell you something about Princeville. You can see here, this is the eastern side of the island. I'll tell you something about the eastern side of this island. It's very, the word is lush, right? I mean, there's a lot of, like, jungle, and there's a lot of wild stuff going on, you know. Lots of lush, rich jazz. Also, really cool little towns. One town that we went through called Kapaa. If you ever get a chance, go on through there, man. Have a beer, have something to eat, and you'll do more than we did. We just blew right through it. But it looked really interesting, seriously. And had we more time. And a few others. There's a town called Anahola, which if you look at it, you know, not quite correctly, it looks like Assahola, which I don't mean any offense to anybody who may live there. I'm just, sort of freestyling it here, man. I am, what's it called? I'm a mad libbing, man. So, as we move up here this eastern side of Kauai, we're heading to Princeville, which is at the northern shore of Kauai. Princeville is very dramatic, very beautiful. Did I get any shots of it? No, because frankly, we went into a hotel there, the Princeville St. Regis, that was real nothing, man. We were, by the time we got up to Princeville, we were very, very hungry. We wanted something to eat, and we found it in the hotel there, or I should say at the pool bar at the hotel there, but it was, the service wasn't all that great. The food was, And, you know, like any of these big hotels, man, you know, it's just going to be kind of half-assed. You can see these, like these cliffs and stuff there. The mountains there in Kauai are kind of dramatic, volcanic, and all that stuff, you know. Looking good, man. So, it rained a little bit today for the first time in like our 4 or 5 days. Here's just a really good look at just like residential. A lot of this is a combination of houses, and there's golf courses, and there's like cemeteries. And the cool thing about Hawaii, and then I mean this sincerely, you know how there's nothing but the franchise stores everywhere you goddamn go? There's just the mom-pa stores are just no longer around, you know? That's not the case in Hawaii.
So this is a really long, uninhabited stretch of the highway up here, 56 on the way to Princeville.
As you can see, that's me from the car. So if you're looking for towns where the mom-pa businesses are still alive, where, you know, a restaurant, a bar, a liquor store, a grocery store, a hardware store, a plumber, a, you know, you name it, man. Hawaii, especially these little towns here in Kauai, Maui, they have all of the mom-pa operations still going, man. Here's some, looks like it might be a ranch or a farm. God knows this land is California real estate style prices, you know. I mean, they could be nothing. If you come from California, go to Hawaii looking at real estate, the prices are not going to surprise you. But like I said, I think personally that's a very cool thing to see, you know. What about the music?
Yeah, what's with the music?
What do you mean, what's with the music, man? I want to have a little background music, you know.
No, you got rid of that.
No, I didn't get rid of it, man. I didn't get rid of any music. So, it is rather uninhabited, but it is at the same time habited. It's, you know, part of one and part of the other, you know. There's, every now and again, there's the houses. Banana palms, all kinds of shit. I don't know what that is, but it's all residential there. Yeah, it looks real good, man. I don't know what but this is probably some kind of a banana pomery. Maybe you can go and look at the bananas growing or something. This was the trip we took, as I mentioned, today. And when we reached the very, because we won't have a whole lot, I won't have a whole lot of video from up in the Northern Shore. When we got up to the North Shore, and we got into this St. Regis Hotel, it was like they parked this god-awful operation right smack dab on the shore of this glorious, gloriously beautiful area called Princeville. And I'm here to tell you, man, it's the most beautiful coast that I've seen in all of Hawaii. And it's volcanic, and there are little coral pools that have been formed that you can swim in, and there the water gets, you know, really warm. There's waterfalls. There's caves. There are sea caves that you can go hiking in and probably see the graffiti of cave people, you know.
Really? I mean...
No, I'm kidding. I don't know, man. Maybe. But fact is, you can go hiking in these caves. And, let's see if we can turn that down a little bit. Well, I guess not. You can go hiking in these caves. Here's a really cool stretch. I like this when the trees are just... And those banyan trees that we saw that have the vines hanging down. I mean, they're literally vines hanging from the trees themselves. It looks like roots, gigantic roots that hang from the branches. So the tree is taking root not just from the trunk, but it takes root from the branches. A trip, man. I don't know what that sign said. Probably something like, you know, it was probably some unpronounceable Hawaiian name, and it was, you know, telling you how far you were from that. But yeah, I can't speak more highly of the coast up there in Princeville. What they do have, they have condominiums, and they have, holy Christ, what happened, man? Did it just end? I think it just ended, bud.
Yeah, that probably did.
Well, wait a minute. I will not. Let's back it up here a little bit and see if we can get it rolling again. I don't know. Is this the beginning of the tape already?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, folks. I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to end that fast. Let me take this down here and get back on the. Music's nice. So, essentially what happened was the following thing. When we got up to Princeville, oh Lord have mercy. When we got up to Princeville, we found ourselves in the St. Regis Hotel. I don't know if you've been there or not, but it is a god-awful place. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be offensive, but you know, when you incur the wrath of Khan, man, you know, we went down to this poolside bar that they had there, and we really were not there to get a drink, we're there to get something to eat. And I said, you know, like any place you go to where you have to sit and wait for a server, and the server is standing there talking to another party. And they keep on talking, and they keep on talking, and they keep on fucking talking. And you see other servers walking past you. And you know what that is. I know what it is. It's, that's not my station. That's not my table. So I'm not going to deal with it. The guy whose station and whose table it is, God knows where the guy is, right? So this is not a good thing, especially when you have two wayward travelers who have been, you know... Probably left their hotel, which is where we are here, the Elcott Overlord Arch, and had not had really all that much for breakfast. And we decided, well, this would be fun. We'd go up and have lunch up there on the North Shore there at St. Regis in Princeville. When we got there, as I said, it was this hotel. I don't know what the St. Regis is, whether it's a goddamn four whatever it is. It didn't look like a Four Seasons to me. It looked like a glorified Hilton or something, you know, but absolutely beautiful beach, gorgeous beach, and magnificent scenery, and this big, ugly fucking prison of a hotel parked right on the shore there. Now, what I was going to say to you is, the good news is that around there are a lot of little townhouses, a lot of little villas, a lot of little condominiums. There's, I don't know what else. It looks like there's a lot of places that probably do a lot of time sharing, which I'm sure a lot of people take advantage of. So, and there's probably houses to rent for a week or maybe a couple of weeks if you have kids, or if it's just you, you know, you and your lady or your husband or somebody, but or your husband's at home and you bring, you know, your boyfriend. And so anyway, that is what I would recommend. This place, this St. Regis, the guy, by the way, the guy who did eventually serve us lunch, very nice guy named Jeremy. And he was very full of information on what was groovy and beautiful about the place. I've been to Hawaii as much as you know, I've had the opportunity, because I come from California, and a lot of people from California vacation in Hawaii. I've only been there four times. So I'm not what you would call a traveled Hawaii guy. But I know what I'm going to do the next time I come here, because if you ask me, what I like is Fiji, and the reason why I like Fiji is because it's like, it's not America. And as much as I love America, I don't like all the hassle and everybody with their nose up your fucking ass around here, as you well know, and every kind of rule and regulation, and you can't do this, you can't fucking do that. And I'd like to go to a country where there's a I don't know, where there might be just a little bit more freedom. So to that extent, that's why I like Fiji. But if I were to come back here to Hawaii, it would be to rent a house, a condominium. That's the way to do it. That's the way to go. That's what you want to do. You don't want to do any of that other bullshit. Okay? Just take it from me, your good pal Phil, and do it that way. And by God, you'll never be sorry. All right. Forgive me for the very short podcast for today, but I promise you we will have more extensive coverage coming up on Monday. We're flying in Monday morning, so we will cut, record, or however you want to call it, our podcast before we leave, and you'll hear it Monday, as I will, and we'll be back on schedule Tuesday through ad infinitum. Coming up on tomorrow, as a matter of fact, it's the playoff game in the Hillbilly Football Conference, the wild card game between the Tampa Gator Bait and the L.A. Tan in L.A., Brett Morrison, Jack I. Gagner, and Larry McKinney with all of the action. All right, guys, until I see you again until I'm back in town on Monday, back at the old El Pacifico, this is Phil Hendry. Good day. Paul Harvey. Good day.